Hey, this is Monica, and you're listening to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. Welcome to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. I'm your host, Monica Byron. I am here to help you become the best you that you can be. I will be giving you tips on how to improve your life through a positive mindset and through fitness. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Did you hear the news? My Understanding Nutrition ebook has officially launched. It's officially out there for you to get your hands on. The title is Understanding Nutrition, Your Guide to Guilt-Free Eating. So this ebook came to be because I realized that most DMs that I was getting, most messages, most comments was about nutrition. Most women would message me and in some way, shape, or form, they would just be confused about nutrition. They wouldn't understand how am I eating this way and I'm not losing weight, or I do so well and then I fall off the wagon, or I do so great during the week and then I really struggle on the weekends because I feel like I don't have control on the weekend over what I eat. So that got me to create this ebook, which the first part of it gives you my tips, tricks, and tools to live a healthy lifestyle and to stop dieting. I go over the basics of nutrition, your macronutrients, how many calories are in each, and why we need each, why it's important for each macronutrient to be consumed by our body, how our body uses it. And then after I tell you my tips and tricks on how I personally live a healthy lifestyle and I don't diet anymore, then I give you 10 of my go-to recipes that I have been using the last couple of years. So this goes for everything from how to make a healthy smoothie step-by-step into my overnight oats recipe and dinner recipes and some dessert recipes. So if you're tired of dieting, if you just want to understand the basics of nutrition and why your body needs certain nutrients, this ebook is for you. And it's less than a couple of Starbucks drinks. So go on over to the link in my bio on Instagram, click on the link, and then click on the Understanding Nutrition ebook, and you can get your copy today. I cannot wait for you to get this. Welcome back to another Positive Looks Good on You podcast episode. I'm so thankful that you're here today, and I really appreciate you choosing to listen to this podcast. If you could take a quick second to go to iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, and just give me a rating and a quick review, that would mean the absolute world to me, because that is how in podcast world your podcast can grow, is basically only by ratings and reviews. So if you could just take a second sometime when you're listening to this episode and go there, click the little stars, and then leave a 5-word review, that would just really mean the world to me to be able to get this podcast out there to more people is all I hope for. And again, I just sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. So today I want to talk about something that I have actually never talked about before on a podcast episode or in my Instagram or anywhere, really. The only people that I feel like really know this about me, it are super close friends and family, actually. And it's not something that I hide. It's just something that I went through and something that I deal with. And I guess I don't understand it, and I don't talk about it because I didn't really do my research on it, and it stressed me out. I bought a book on it and I read part of it, and I would get even more stressed, so I didn't finish it. And this was probably like 4 years ago now. So anyways, that is the fact that I have hypothyroidism. So maybe you know what that is. Maybe you know somebody that has it. Maybe you have it. But if you, before I clicked record, I just Googled it quickly, and the definition that comes up, it says a condition in which the thyroid gland doesn't produce enough thyroid hormone. And then it says hypothyroidism's deficiency of thyroid hormones can disrupt such things as heart rate, body temperature, and all aspects of metabolism. So I'm going to take you back. Let's see. I was probably like 21, 22. So probably 7 or 8 years ago now, when the first signs kind of came to be. I was in grad school, and within 2 to 3 months, I gained around 20 pounds. And I hadn't changed up the way that I had been eating or working out. And at that point, I was actually, I was into my exercise addiction that, by the way, I also realized that I haven't talked about that much. But by exercise addiction, I mean, I was working out constantly, you know, 7 days a week, sometimes twice a day. And that's back when I thought that I could work off foods that I ate, or, you know, if I was going to go to a party, I would work out for an hour before I went. So, I could talk about that in an entirely different episode. But anyways, that was during that time. And I just kept gaining weight. And I didn't know why. So I went to the doctors a couple of times, and I was just telling them, you know, this is pretty abnormal. Like, I've been, you know, eating the same way. I've been working out the same way. It's not like I just all of a sudden stopped working out the past couple of months or anything, and I hadn't been on any other medication or anything like that. And so the only thought that I had was that it could be my thyroid. Because that's the only thing that people were telling me that possibly it was. And I probably Googled it too and saw that as well. So that's what I was asking the doctor, if they could test for that. And so, you know, I would take blood tests, and when they would come back, they would come back fine. So it was really frustrating. And at the time, I wasn't really, really close with my doctor. And he prescribed me like a metabolism type pill, I guess. I have no idea what it was called. I didn't actually take it. Because part of me probably knew that I had, a bad relationship when it came to food and my weight and everything. I didn't really admit that per se, but I was very negative towards my body, and I thought that then at that point I would basically have to always have these pills, and I didn't want to be dependent on some metabolism pill. And for some reason it didn't seem right. I was like, these pills, I just don't think they're the answer, because it seemed like he basically just gave me a Band-Aid to put over the wound, if you want to call it that. So I would randomly go back for blood tests, and they would come back fine. So then, and this, it was over now probably like a year or two span that I had been going back and trying to figure things out. And he just told me at one point, it may have actually been when he like prescribed me those metabolism pills, to just eat better and work out more. So I was very, very, very frustrated at that point, and I felt like I couldn't trust that doctor, because I was basically like, you don't understand how much I work out. And I'll admit, I thought that I ate healthy back then, and not that I ate absolutely horrible, but I definitely did not have a healthy relationship with food, and I
now looking back, know that I could have been eating healthier. I could have had, you know, a better relationship in the fact that, you know, on the weekends I would go out, I would eat too much, would drink too much, all that sort of normal stuff. And I was also at the same time as grad school going, I was working 3 jobs. So I was super busy. I was always on my feet. All of my jobs were on my feet. None of them were just sitting. So I was always constantly moving. And for someone who had an exercise addiction and always tried to work out basically any minute that they could, to hear your doctor tell you, well, you just need to eat healthier and work out more, and for someone who has struggled with their body image and their weight for years and years, it really, really just hurt me and felt like I said, like I couldn't trust him. So that's probably why also I didn't take the metabolism pills, because I just didn't trust him. So then I went to an endocrinologist because that was mentioned, you know, maybe there's something more going on in there. Maybe there's something else that an endocrinologist could figure out that we can't see from these simple blood tests. So I go to an endocrinologist and again, they don't find anything. So I was pretty disappointed because at this point, it's not like I wanted something to be wrong, obviously, but if you've ever been in a position like this where you just know something is off and something just isn't right and you're trying to do whatever you can to figure it out, you just want an answer. Because every time, you know, you go and you do a test or you draw blood or whatever it may be, and then you just hear that everything came back normal, you're just thinking that there's something that's there that's being missed and you don't feel heard. So maybe you can relate to this, or maybe you know somebody who's gone through something like this. So it was a real struggle for me. And again, I was in grad school working 3 jobs, super busy, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And here I am just trying to figure out what is wrong with my body when, you know, I already hated my body at that point. Hated looking in the mirror, hated getting dressed, and now I really basically don't fit into clothes. So during my grad school year, also in the spring, my best friend and I, so I guess I should clarify, I was in grad school at Syracuse University in upstate New York. So now I live in Florida, but back then, obviously, I lived up there. So my best friend and I took a road trip down to Florida, and we went to the southern part of Florida. So round trip, like without stopping, it's a good like 24 hours, if you don't like stop overnight or anything like that. So about 24 hours, and we go on the trip, you know, we have fun, we have our spring break. And on our drive back, it was probably, you know, maybe halfway in, like 10 hours or so maybe, and my legs just started looking swollen. And it was the strangest thing because I was like, what the heck is happening to my legs? It was the bottom half of my legs, more like my ankles, and they just looked swollen. Like you could just touch them and kind of just see that they were swollen, like there was fluid around them or something. And I am like, what the heck is going on? Like, did I, you know, drink something or eat something weird? Because I had no other symptoms, like nothing else felt wrong or anything like that. And like my flip-flops on my feet, they started to look tight, like I had kind of like indents. And of course I like call my mom and I send her a picture, and she's freaking out thinking I got bit by a spider or something, and she's telling me to stop and go to the hospital, but I didn't. So we go on with our road trip, and I just try to elevate them and drink water and everything. And when we got home, I remember it was like 4 o'clock in the morning or something, and once I got home I went right to the ER, and you know, they took x-rays. I can't remember if they did an MRI at that point, but I know they took x-rays, they took blood, you know, they were just trying to do all these tests to figure out what it was. And they came back in the room and they said, have you ever had
your thyroid checked. And I was, you know, like, I was telling them, yeah, for the past almost 2 years, I have been trying to figure out, you know, if I have an issue with my thyroid, if what is going on. And so I went into, you know, telling them the whole story, how I couldn't find anything. My blood tests always came back normal. So they told me that one of my levels was super, super, super high at that point. And I think it's, was it the TSH, I think, levels, was like really, really, really high. So they told me to go back to the doctor, you know, have it checked again, and to possibly, you know, get on medication for it. So I go back to my doctor and they prescribe me medication, and it's a super, 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 super low dose of the medication. And I was, you know, like, well, I knew there was something going on. Now, apparently, with the way that it acts, it's not, like, my levels aren't always elevated, I guess. So, from my understanding, what they told me in the past was that my levels aren't always going to be high and possibly not even found if I just do random blood tests like I had been doing. So, I don't understand the whole thing. And back then I just didn't have a doctor that I trusted. So, within a couple of months, actually, is when I decided to move to Florida. So I moved to Florida, and since then I've been just on this really low dose of medicine that I take once a day in the morning. And I just kept the prescription and kept getting it filled by my doctors here. And then, like, once a year, I just get my blood taken and they test for what they need to test for. And as long as my levels are normal on the medication, I just stay on the medication. So I have been on it for, gosh, I guess, probably like 6 or 7 years now, since that happened. And I thought that it was okay one time. I just thought that I didn't need the medication, so I just stopped taking it, which is silly. Don't do that. I don't know why. I was not thinking very smartly, but I have been taking it, you know, like I'm supposed to for a while, and I routinely get my blood checked. And actually this podcast came up because I had my blood tested the other day, and I got called today that my levels are normal, and I'm going to go see the doctor, because the last time I went into this doctor, who I actually really like and trust, and he took the time to go through things with me, and he drew a diagram and pictures and kind of explained the thyroid and what goes on in there. I just really appreciated him taking that time, and I told him that I'm the type of person that I don't want to be on medication if I don't need to be. So even though it's a very, very, very small dose, I would like to be off it if I could be. But I understand that if my body needs it, my body needs it. So anyway, they called me and said that my blood test came back normal, but I'm going to go in soon to talk to the doctor to see if normal means like I could get off the medicine, or if it's, you know, best for my body to stay on it. So that's where I'm at now. And again, I don't talk about it a lot because it's not something, actually, I don't talk about it at all. It's not something that prevents me from doing anything in my life. It's not something that comes up on a daily basis. It's not a horrible experience, you know, current experience. It was very frustrating back then, as I just went through the story. And with this episode, besides just telling you that portion of my life that I just don't talk about, because I'm not knowledgeable about it. Like I said, I haven't done my in-depth research. I probably should have, or should. But it's just something, you know, that it doesn't affect me too much. If I need the medication, then I need the medication. And I know that it's very common. And basically part of me was like, are they basically just saying that people have hyperthyroidism because it seems like it's such a common thing that in my mind I was thinking maybe they just say that and tell so many women that they have it because they don't know what else is going on. So that's probably why part of me, you know, was thinking maybe I don't need this medicine. But anyway, clearly something is going on if my levels, you know, could be different all the time for what they need to test for. And if you are a doctor listening, I apologize that I am not using any scientific terms, but I just, you know, that's my experience. And I don't talk about it because I don't basically know enough to talk about it. I only know about my experience. I could never inform someone else or even really help someone else that has it or has been diagnosed with it because I only know my experience. I don't know the science behind it. So, but I do want to say with all of that, that if you think that something is internally wrong with you, or just isn't right, doesn't feel right, could be going on, please advocate for yourself. Please, if you don't have a great relationship with your doctor, maybe see another one or possibly see a specialist. Talk to someone about it. It's very, very, very important, especially as women, that we take our concerns up and talk to someone who we feel is hearing us and who is listening to us. And, you know, something serious could be wrong. You don't know. So again, just be your own advocate. If you think you need a second or a third opinion on something, go get it. And try to learn your body as best as you can. The more that I learn, the more that I realize I don't know. And that goes with everything in life. But our bodies are very complex. And after I have grown to appreciate my body more and accept it and love it for what it does for me on a daily basis, I have learned that our body's main objective every single second of every single day is to simply keep us alive. So our bodies don't hate us, and we put our bodies through so much, and they really, really do incredible things for us. So be your own advocate, get a doctor that you trust, get a doctor that you can talk to. And if you would like to talk to me, of course, I will talk about anything with anyone. I can just be a listening ear if you would like. Again, I don't know research and anything really scientific about the thyroid or hypothyroidism, even though I've gone through an experience of my own. But yeah, so I guess maybe after I go to the doctor, I'll pop back on and do another update episode if you would appreciate that. So if you're listening to this, maybe let me know if you would like an update, or maybe you're like, Monica, I really don't care if you're on thyroid medication or not. And that's totally cool too. But yeah, so be your own advocate, accept your body, appreciate your body, and I will catch you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this episode, can you please do me a favor and screenshot and put it up on your social media tagging me so we can spread the word about the podcast? The only way we can spread the podcast, spread the positivity, is to let others know that it's out there. So you can do this by screenshotting the episode, putting it on your stories and social media. You can leave a review on iTunes. It's super fast, super easy, and even quicker, you can leave a quick rating of the podcast. I would super, super, super appreciate it. And this podcast can only grow because of you. And remember, positive looks good on you.